Letters from the Atlantic by Barry Mahoney. Complaining in Spain. One of the worst things that the newly arrived expat quickly faces is a sudden inability to complain if things go wrong. Spain may well be a member of the EU family, but when it comes to complaining, the expat will be wise to remember that it is a very different culture and pace of life. After all, isn't that why we left the UK in the first place? Forget shouting, being abusive and banging your fist on the table, because at best you'll be completely ignored, or possibly sent to the end of the queue to sulk, or, at worst, you may see the inside of a prison cell for a few hours. One of my first experiences of trying to make a complaint in Spain was about our new home in the Costa Blanca. We had no water, and the electricity was on builder's supply, which meant that it was very erratic. Most of our neighbours had similar problems, and after endless weeks of waiting, breakdown of electrical appliances, unfulfilled promises, and several freezer loads of food destroyed, we'd had enough. At that time, I had very little Spanish, other than the ability to order a bottle of wine and basic food items. Staff in the builder's office could speak English. After all, we'd bought a property for them in English a few weeks earlier. However, when it came to after sales, it was strictly Spanish-speaking only. Out of desperation, one morning, we went to the sales office to complain, and it was a true eye-opener. We joined the queue of angry people. Two harassed young women were trying to do their best to calm angry clients. It was a painfully slow process and involved many telephone calls, long tedious explanations, and much sharp sucking in of breath, a mannerism which I detest at the best of times because it usually means there's no likelihood of anything being done, ever. After about half an hour in the queue, we noticed one unshaven man in a grubby vest and a very unpleasant disposition. He'd arrived in the office just before ourselves. He was clearly very angry and could hardly contain himself. When he reached the counter, the young woman smiled and asked what she could do to help. His response was to bang on the table and shout considerable abuse at the poor woman. Although we were angry too, I found myself feeling very sorry for having to deal with this thug of a man. He snarled and growled about his problems, which I gather was something to do with a faulty water heater. At least the man had water. The young woman watched and said nothing as she pressed the buzzer beneath the counter. After what seemed like several minutes of abuse, two police officers burst into the office, pistols bristling at their side, and duly handcuffed this protesting lump of foul-mouthed humanity. We cheered as our countryman was bundled into the waiting police car outside. It was several days before we see him again, greatly subdued. I believe that he became a much better person after his night in the cell. In contrast, other neighbours took a very different approach. An attempt at speaking Spanish in a calm manner, together with the occasional box of chocolates, worked wonders. I also recall these neighbours taking out the office staff for a meal on one occasion. As a result, our wise neighbours were connected to the mains water and electricity supply very quickly, as well as having many of their other problems attended to promptly and courteously. We very quickly realised which was the most successful approach when complaining to the builders. Customer service in Spain is good overall, but you have to be patient, prepared to give up a full morning, and persevere. The golden rule is to remember to remain calm and cheerful, despite the surging feeling of anger inside. Remember too that whoever is trying to help you also have their own problems and issues to deal with, and they'll get around to dealing with your problem eventually. Yes, basic good manners and an attempt at the language go a long way in Spain, as it does in most other countries. If you enjoyed this Twitter, have a look at my website, www.barrymahoney.com, and thank you for listening.